Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Is China going to raise human rights in the UK? Imagine the scene on Monday. A joint press conference in Downing Street. Prime Minister Cameron has just finished cuddling two giant pandas that the Chinese Vice Premier, Li Keqiang, has given him, which even now are rolling around on the carpet downstairs with Nick Clegg. Cameron is beaming whilst clutching a piece of paper and waving it around and declaring, "Trade in our time." But a pesky journalist ruins the fun by asking Premier Li, "Has the subject of human rights been brought up?" Cameron glowers. Li smiles regretfully and replies, "Ah, yes, we felt we had to mention human rights. Although we understand them as internal affairs, we felt we had to make our feelings clear. For a long time, we have been concerned about the British policy of incarcerating people without trial for up to 28 days. Whilst we fully understand the need to keep people safe, we had to speak out against a policy which is condemned in most civilised countries, such as our own. We also brought up control orders, and we're pleased to see the government in Britain appears to have listened to our argument that they need reforming. We put on record our concern over the increased number of deaths in police custody and the kettling of students. We in China would never walk anyone and fail to see why the officers of the British state use kettles. We note that corruption at the highest levels of society has recently resulted in your politicians being brought before the courts. But we continue to make representations about the arms deals the UK has made with some of the most reprehensible dictatorships in the world. Finally, we raise the continuing high rates of unemployment amongst Britain's ethnic minorities and the white working class, or proletariat, as we still pretend to call them. We look forward to the government implementing further measures to ensure Britain's minorities and white working class have full access to the best public schools and are represented at the highest levels in business, law, the military, media, and government. As we note, they appear not to be at the moment, and we in China believe in meritocracy. Now stop asking all these questions and buy our goods." Well, I look forward to this joint press conference during the four-day visit of the man destined to be China's premier in 2013, except there isn't going to be one. As I understand it, the Chinese didn't want one in case anyone asked about human rights in China. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.